So, one of the great conundrums, Gavriel was perhaps not the first to point it out, but he brought a very high level of attention to this dilemma, is the Torah describes in Parshas Emor, as you have the Pesukim in front of you, Basukos Teshu Shiva As Yomim, Kol Ho Ezrach Be Yisrael Yeshu Basukos, Leman Yedu Daroseichem, so that all generations would know, Kivasukos Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisrael, Behotzios Ameretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokecha. That when I took you out of Egypt, I allowed you to dwell in the Sukkos, whatever that means. We'll come back to that in a moment. Leman Yedu Daroseichem Kivasukos Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisrael, Behotzios Ameretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokecha. That when I took you out of Egypt, of course, the Jewish people were taken out of Egypt, says they went from Ramses, Sukkosa. So that's one of the possibilities. Two other very famous possibilities is that it's Anone Kavod, get to it, or Sukkos Mamish. So we have three possibilities. When I was your age, first time, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Avraham Tversky, pointed out to me that there's also a pshat in the Pasuk. Sukkosa. First place that they came to when they left Egypt was a place called Sukkos. But be that as it may, the great conundrum is, what month did we leave Egypt? Last time we checked? Nisan. What time of year are we observing the holiday of Sukkot? Right, so that's a problem. Nisan and Tishrei are not close to each other. What is it? Conceptual. So it's very, 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 very difficult. Very difficult to try to understand what exactly is going on here. Eitan Barinholtz once went on a hunger strike over this issue. He was so upset by it. So what exactly is going on? So to understand this and to appreciate it, we have to get a little bit into the machlokes. What is Kiva Sukkos Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisrael? It's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Yitzchak. Go ahead, read the Gemara first. Titania Kiva Sukkos Hoshavti Es Bnei Yisrael. This is the second Makor. So machlokes, Reb Lazer and his Talmud, Reb Akiva. Anone Kavod Hayu Divrei Reb Lazer. The clouds of glory, the glorious clouds. Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us in clouds of glory. So Rabbi Akiva says, enough with the drashas. They dwelled in booths. Now, if you didn't know very much about the Talmud, you know, you look around Teaneck or other communities, if there are other communities. Once heard there are other communities. Haven't verified this. So you see a lot of structures. Now, have people put up on Ani Kavod or Sukkos Mamish? I'm just trying to understand here. So I think the Minhag HaOlam is to put up Sukkos Mamish. Right? So would you know, you'd think that Rabbi Akiva had the upper hand in this machlokas. You'd think, right? I mean, just go out, you know, Puk Chazi Mayama Davar, what are people doing? So how many of you have seen, I just want to make sure that I'm getting this straight, how many of you have seen Anane Kavod around Teaneck? Nobody? Mr. Becker? Also? Yitzchak?
I haven't seen it. I just want to say that even if we say that it was actually Anane Kavod, it doesn't mean that we have to actually create it. We can still make it.
It would be a problem if we did, because I actually do not know how to construct Anane Kavod. Yehuda Wiener, on the other hand, yeah, he makes Anane Kavod, you know, a regular basis. Yeah, it's not. That, I remember that being on your application essay to TABC, that you're an Anane Kavod specialist. Yeah, you mentioned it as well. That's true. Bichsav and Balpet, right. So, you know, you would think that Rabbi Akiva had the upper hand. But if you took a look at Targum Unklus, all of a sudden you start getting nervous. Because the Targum says, V'dil d'yedin d'aretchechan arei, Bematlius Anone. And Matlius means Sukkos Anone. So the Targum paskins like Reb Lazer. Lo and behold, Rashi, Kiva Sukkos Hoshavti, Anone Kavod. So it's not looking good for Rabbi Akiva. It's not looking good for us, frankly. Because we're putting up the Sukkos Mamish. And Berentzels is thinking, you know, if both Rashi and Unklus, you know, and Rabbi Eliezer are telling us Anone Kavod, you know, why did my dad force me to put up the Sukkos Mamish? And Noam was there, you know, prodding me the whole time. Like the Sarei Misim. It's not just the Targum and Rashi, but the tour. Who wants to read the tour? Zelkowitz. Hoshivenu Vahem, right? The man you do is Echon give us a go to Shavti, that Kiddush Baruch Hu put us into these sukkos. Haim? The Valyake Bahem Shrava Shemesh, that we should protect, be protected against the elements. Scorching sun of the desert, fierce winds, sandstorms. So since we can't build an anekavo, it's a b'di'evad. What do we put up? Sukkos mamish. But what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu actually protect us in? The anekavo. So he's with Rabbi Eliezer. He's with the Targum. He's with Rashi. By the way, the Bach points out there's a big nafkamina. Normally, even if you paskin mitzvos einan tzrichos kavono, that you might actually need kavana to probably be making the mitzvah of tzukkah, and a few other mitzvahs as well, tefillin and tzitzis, because those are three mitzvahs where the Torah says the reason that you're doing this is lema'an, for a certain purpose. By tzitzis it says, lema'an tizkeru v'asisem, it's called mitzvah say. By tefillin it says, lema'an tiyat teiras Hashem b'ficha. So the Bach actually links it to three, because here it says Laman Yedu Derasechem, but you can make the argument that even if you don't believe it by tzitzis and by tefillin, you should certainly believe it here, because what does a word, what does a pasuk say? Not just Laman, but Laman Yedu Ekman. That was quick to the draw. Very well done. Laman Yedu Derasechem, Kiva Sukkos Oshati. That all generations have to know that God helped us dwell in the Sukkos. So you have to know what that actually means. So the Targum and Rashi and the Tur, they're all saying Anane Kavod. And the only reason that we're putting up Sukkos Mamish is, unlike Yehuda, we don't know how to build Anane Kavod. Maybe you'll give a tutorial.
By Tzitzis too, it says Laman Tisker.
That's true. That's true. Strong as Laman Yehuda. Okay. Now, here we begin to pivot to the critical issue. So why not in Nisan? Right, Kovi? Right? Last time we checked, that was still in Nisan, right? Nothing changed in the last 7 minutes. So, Yoni, go ahead. So the Torah is already asking the question, right? It's an obvious question. The summer is not going to die, Baruch Hashem. Okay. So the Torah is So the Torah comes up with a fascinating answer. Gabriel, what's he saying? What's he saying? Why are we delaying the holiday for 6 months? He said, you're right, we really should make this in Nisan, but why are we waiting until Tishrei? What's that? A little sharper, Alicia. If we did in Nisan, then everybody would say, you know why we're going out into our booths? Wow, we want a little outdoor gazebo. A little outdoor gazebo. How nice. He put up his little outdoor gazebo. He's got his Diet Coke. He's got his gazebo. He's got his Ramban al Torah. Main old Papa! Nobody's going to realize that we're doing this because mitzvahs hamelech aleinu, because the king decreed as such. Thus saith the Torah, delay the holiday 6 months because everybody's going to realize if you're going out in Tishrei when it's already not so optimal from the point of view of the weather. So people will know you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Now we have two kashyas. The Bach already asked kashyas on the tour. Who wants to ask a kashya on the tour? Bitzalah. Oh, that might be true in Europe. That might be true here in Bergen County. You ever? I was in Eretz Yisrael twice in my life on Sukkot. Mamish gorgeous. Gorgeous. There's a different holiday there. I tell you, plenty of people could sit there and think, yeah, you know what? What a beautiful time to be outside. Oh, it's beautiful. But even more to the point, even if the weather wasn't so great in Israel, Ezra, ask Akasha. Get in there. Drill against the tour. Drill him. Pin his back to the wall. Becker Z.
Why does that matter what the other
people think? Pumped. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares what they think? The man Yedu Darasechan, that we should know. Well, what do we care what the weatherman thinks? What do we care what they're writing in Travel Magazine? It's a difficult tour. So let's take a look at the Ibn Ezra. Different pshat. Barinholtz. So it sounds like right after they cross the Yamsuf. They cross the Yamsuf in which month? Yes, yeah, still Nisan. And if you ever saw a group of a few million people traveling through the desert, that's what they would do also, even if it wasn't a few million. And if somebody will just happen to ask the question, should the inquirer query? After all, right, they came out in the month of Nisan, as Avishai was pointing out to Gilad last night, right? Yakim. The sun could not smite them because they were protected by the glorious clouds of God. However, in Mimos Tishrei, Chelu Lasos. Oh, so the Ibn Ezra is holding that Kivas Sukos Hoshavti es Bnei Yisrael Behotziosa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember we had that Machlokas in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Anani Kavod or Sukos Mamish, and the Ibn Ezra is saying something fascinating, that maybe to a certain extent it's both. Right? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu put his Anani Kavod over us right away, so that gave us air conditioning. But we still needed heating. So why are we marking this holiday in Tishrei? Because that's when we actually built our Sukkos Mamish. Now again, had Hashem not been providing for us, right, the air conditioning, the shade, so that the sun shouldn't smite us, maybe things really would have been different. So everybody always quotes the Ibn Ezra as saying Sukkos Mamish. But you see how the Ibn Ezra is actually more of a synthetic point of view? He's actually bringing both of these factors in. He's saying, from me, most Nisan on, there were none a kavod. That was a very important factor.
Fire,
what's that?
They still have fire at night.
Okay, good. But I'm saying they were protected. They were protected. They were given a cooling through the Anane Kavod, right? But the holiday is timed for when we built for ourselves Sukkos Mamish. That's an interesting question against Ibn Ezra. Is why choose to remember the Sukkos Mamish that we built for ourselves in Tishrei more than the Nekavah that Hashem gave us? That's a good question. But he's just reconstructing, and he's saying, you know, it would appear that the Torah wanted the holiday to correspond to the initiative that we invested. And the initiative that we invested was building the Sukkos Mamish ourselves. So that's Ibn Ezra's point of view. Now let's take a look at the Ramban, and then we'll finish things off, God willing, with the Rashbam, Mr. Ekman.
If you build the
You built a sukkah? What's that? So it provides you some degree of protection. You ever been sukkahless in the desert? You ever been sukkahless in the desert?
Yeah.
Not a pleasant experience. Right? It gets very hot during the daytime, but very cold during the night. Gavi, take us through the Ramban. So again, Rashi paskins this anane kavod, and Unklus paskins this anane kavod, and that was all based on Rabbi Eliezer, the anane kavod, and the Tor paskins anane kavod. The only people who have gone so far in the direction of Sukkos Mamish is Rabbi Akiva and the Ibn Ezra, but the Ibn Ezra is already factoring both points of view, right? So let's take a look at the Ramban. Oof. The Ramban throws his weight behind whose shita? Rabbi Eliezer. Unklus, Rashi, Ban, Tour. They're lining up, boys. Lehafli, Sheshikin Osam Be'anane Kvodo Kisuka. Now that's interesting. So that the idea is to remember the miracle that God did for us, right? It's punkt fakert, precisely the opposite of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says it's time to remember what we did for ourselves. Right? When we built the Sukkos Mamish in Tishrei, unlike when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put up the Anani Kavod in Nisan. The Ramban says, read the Pasuk, my friend. L'man yedu d'orasechem ki vasukos hoshavki. First person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. As B'nai Yisrael behotzi osa me'eretz Mitzrayim. First person. So it's got to commemorate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Now again, why would you call that Sukkos? So this is the godless of the Ramban. I mean, it's not the full godless of the Ramban. But the Ramban says, yeah, Anane Kavod sometimes are described as Sukkos. And he'll quote you chapter and verse. Ke'inyan Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, in the fourth chapter of the Navi Yeshayahu, verses 5 and 6, look at the Ramban. Look at his virtuosity. Go ahead. Uvar Hashem, and God will create all Mechon Har Tzion, V'al Mikra on Mount Zion and on its environs, Anan Yomam, there will be a cloud. Okay, so far it only called it a cloud, right? V'ashan v'nogesh lehava layla, and a torch. A fire in the evening, ki al kol kavod chupa, and this will be a chupa, literally a cover, a canopy of glory. V'sukah tihyeh letzel yomam, and shade will be right in the day by a sukah, which means the previous pasuk, right? Anan yomam, right? To protect you against the elements. So the Ramban is saying it's no problem that the Torah says ki vasuko so shavti, and then it means anane kavod, right? The implicit question being, why not just say anane kavod? Why, Becker J? Every time. And twice on Sunday. I get you. Keep you honest. All right. So what's the Ramban's raya? What did the Ramban show?
That
sukkah is used in Tanakh in the context of anane kavod. He's a mefurish apostle.
No.
So again, but he's saying in when you have pshat and pasuk being that it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and then you can be mitzarif that with Yishayahu. It's a very good argument. Nobody so far had proven. So the Ramban came along that you would describe an Anan as a sukkah. Okay? That was not stated explicitly. Okay? Gavi, and then we're going to go to Avi. Gavi. The Torah could take it for granted. Okay. So very good. So the Torah could take it for granted that you know that sukkos had two meanings, literal sukkos and also anane kavod. Now, here comes the Ramban to our issue. V'nei tziva b'tchila simos hachama.
The Zifron is the last Mitzrayim of Hashem Mato. It's about the Zifron Hanes,
Hakayam,
Hakayam, Hanasel, and Oime.
Amidos and Bamidbar? Yeah. So this is the critical line in the Rambam. So Rambam is saying you have two holidays which are deeply related. They're both on the 15th of the month. That could be described as the first of the month of the year. They're both Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, seven-day holidays. But they have a different purpose. They have a different orientation. Both of them are celebrations of what God did for us in the Exodus. But what's the fundamental distinction between Pesach and Sukkot? Who understands what the Ramban is saying?
One of them is basically commemorating the story of leaving Egypt, and one of them is like afterward.
Excellent. Very well done. See. Pesach is about the Exodus itself. Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Ramban says Sukkot is about how Hashem sustained us, after He extracted us from Egypt. Leman yedu deyoseichem ki vasukos hoshati es bnei Yisrael behotzi'i osam eretz Mitzrayim. That Hashem took care of us in Sukkos, dehainu anone kavod, after He had extracted us from Egypt. So it was clearly part of the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it was after the immediate taking you out of Egypt. So Pesach is a holiday that commemorates the extraction. But what do they do after they give a person surgery? They put them in the recovery room. That was called Sukkot. There are two different dinim here. One of them is the miracle of actually bringing us out from Egypt. Oh, hani salu kin la bola kachas la goy mikerev goy v'masos v'asosu mufzim v'melchama v'yad chazak v'zeron netuyah. That's Pesach. The extraction, Mikor HaBarzel Mitzrayim. And then the Jewish people needed to be sustained in the desert. That is the holiday of Sukkot. V'tziba b'zikaron anes hakayam. Hanasa lahem kol yimei amidosam b'midbar. B'tchilas yimos ha-gishamim. When does it become more impressive? The Ramban explains that Hashem was able to protect us in the Midbar. When is it most impressive that he could protect us?
It's like raining.
Exactly. The miracle, the Anane Kavod again, which is the Rabban Shita, those were around from the very beginning. But when did the Anane Kavod become more impressive? Because they're protecting us from the elements. They become more impressive when the elements become harsher. Very well done. Z. So, you know, I'll ask you a little bit of a provocative question. Based on the Ramban's analysis, and thank God for it, it's the Ramban. Nothing else this year. You get a sense of the Ramban. Gadol Shebigdol. Gadol Shebigdol. So, Yehuda, by your lights, what do you think is more impressive, the way that the Ramban sets up the scheme conceptually? Pesach or Sukkot? And you could go either way with this, but why? Just a little sharper, getting me a little sharper. The scribe?
Because Sukkot is more things that nature and stuff against people.
Fascinating. An absolutely fascinating distinction. Kadosh Baruch Hu protecting us from the elements versus protecting us from, you know, our enemies. Alicia?
I would say...
Fascinating, scriber.
I would say Pesach, but also just again...
Pesach was more Sturm und Drang, right? I mean, the Makos.
When Hashem had to split the Yamsu, that's against nature, that's not...
Okay. Right. It's very, very impressive. But I'm looking for a certain distinction. Avishai, go ahead. Avi? What's more impressive, the way the Ramban sets up the conceptual scheme? Pesach or Sukkot? Gabriel? I'm looking for something in particular, based on a formulation that the Ramban uses.
Can we say Sukkot is more important because of the rain?
Well, I mean, if we, you know, you could say Pesach is more important. Had we not been taken out of Egypt, never would have been a Sukkos. Jay?
Maybe Pesach would have led to Sukkos.
Okay, right. It's the foundation. We can accept that.
Without the Sukkos, we wouldn't be able to reach Israel. Like,
without Pesach, we wouldn't have been able to reach the Sukkos. But again, for the Ramban, it's about the Anani Kavod.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it's just so we have Anani Kavod, but you could still just, it might be more difficult to make Sukkos Mamish, but nobody could make a flying tail with fire inside of them.
I hear you. Gavi?
Well, he talked about the Tiferet Tzvah trying to secretly by Pesach, because he commits and applies them all the time.
Okay. I think the intuitive answer everybody wants to say is Pesach. But the Ramban is being mayor of something very important. About how in at least a certain sense, Sukkos transcends Pesach. What do I mean by that? Avishai? You're almost there. Just sharpen it a little bit. Techadeh etzat. Mr. Ekman. Could say it better the other way. London? Kofi? Sharper. You're good, but sharper. The miracles of Pesach took place over the course of, let's say, a six-month period or so. Demakos, Kriyas Yamsuf. How does the Ramban pick out the expression, the critical expression the Ramban uses for Sukkos? Hanes Hakayom. That was the ongoing miracle. Pesach was over, right, in terms of the actual Exodus. Dam Tzvadeh Kinim Arav Derish Chin Barar B'choshech Makas B'cheres Kriyas Yamsuf. Very impressive stuff. The scale of the miracle was much greater. What could be greater than Kriyas Yamsuf? An entire reversal of Maisa Bracious. I'm not here to denigrate Pesach Chalila. But what Yitaron, what's the advantage that Sukkos has? It's the staying power. Ki Anan Hashem Ala Mishkan Yomam Ve'eshti Alay Lebo Le'nechol Beis Yisrael B'chol Masehem B'chol Masehem. That every single day that protection was there. It's a Nes HaKayam. The Ramban says you need a separate holiday for that. One of them is about something extremely impressive, but ultimately very short-lived. And Sukkos is about the Tzmidius, the fact that God was with us every single day in the Midbar. That's very important. The holiday of Sukkos commemorates 40 years of care. Pesach is a few months of Sturm und Drang. Ezra, you have it? Very important distinction. So to do Chazara. So far we've seen basically three shitos, why we delay, quote unquote, 6 months to Tishrei. The perspective of the Torah is, you know, Mayomru Hagayim, so to speak, that everybody should realize it's L'shem Mitzvah. We have a lot of questions about that. Then we have the position of the Ibn Ezra. Since he says that Sukkos Mamish play a very, very important role, they first had Sukkos Mamish starting in Tishrei. And then we have the perspective of the Ramban that the Anani Kavod became much more useful and much more impressive. B'mos HaGishamim. Let's take a final approach, which is the approach of the Rashbam. But before we get there, let's go to Avi of the House of Rosenberg.
You could say the same thing. When it says that there are 210 years of enslavement, it's because there was much harder enslavement, so they just compacted it into 210 years. So the thing with Pesach, it may have been a year long, but it had much more miracles than there were in that 40-year period.
Okay. That's the advantage of Pesach. We're articulating both sides of the coin, right? You appreciate the way that Sukkos has a certain advantage over Pesach, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would still say that Pesach is more.
My favorite approach is the approach of the Rashbam. Who knows what the Pasuk means in Parshas Ekev when it says, Kochi v'otzem yadi asali asachayel azeh. It's all me. And the Torah warns repeatedly, explains the Rashbam. When does a person, during the Jewish calendar, when is he at the greatest risk for feeling arrogant? Gavi, outstanding. Ba'os b'cha migarnecha mikvecha. Chag ha'asif t'kufas ha'shana. And he thinks, oh, you know why I've got all this wheat and all this barley and all this pomegranates, dates and figs and olives and grapes? It's because I'm a good farmer. In fact, I'm a great farmer. And I'm a hard worker. And I'm very bright and very capable. So Hashem says, at that moment, when you think, Kochi v'otzem yadi, Hashem says, Be'os b'cha migarnecha mikvech, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go out into the sukkos. Keneged sukkos mamish, to remember that you came from a very humble place. That you didn't always live in these McMansions. You didn't have such a harvest. You were living off God, off the man. And Dafka Kovi, at the moment where you're at the greatest risk for hubris, for arrogance, for narcissism, Hashem says, I want you to go into the Diras Haroi, I want you to go into the Sukkah, to remember your humble origins. Your very humble origins. In the Sukkos Mamish, when you lived in little booths. And so better to mark the holiday of Sukkot. So we were always going to mark that holiday. But the Torah timed it for when we needed the message the most. And the message of Sukkot is, don't get too big for your britches, as my mother likes to say. Remember where you came from. So the Rashbam, along with the Ibn Ezra, and Rabbi Akiva, is holding from Sukkot Mamish, Rabbi Eliezer, Unklus, Rashi, the Tur, the Ramban, holding from Anane Kavod. Four different approaches why we delay from Nisan to Tishrei. Tur, so that everybody should realize. The Ibn Ezra is because that's when the Sukkos Mamish really kicked in. The Ramban, that's when the Anane Kavod became much more impressive because they're protecting us in the Geshamim. And the Rashbam, because that's when we needed the message of the Sukkos the most. That we shouldn't become arrogant. We shouldn't think that Kochi v'otzem yadi. So we get sent into the Diras Aroi of the Sukkah. With that, I want to wish everybody a good Yontif. Mirtz Hashem, right after Yontif, we'll review. We'll pick it up there on Wednesday for our Bechina on Thursday.